Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns, or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? I'm somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not even registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Your opinion is important. What is your age? Between 18 to 35? 36 to 45? 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they've gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion is extremely important. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is a proposal for non-motorized trails mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, no against. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Against it. I don't want any more taxes. I'm paying too much now.
Right. You're definitely going to vote no, right, sir? Thank you. Now, since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against.
Definitely no, or probably no against.
Definitely no.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Definitely no.
Thank you very much, sir. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? First one is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year, or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
I oppose it.
Or you oppose the proposal. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most on to help you and your family? Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety? Protecting water quality and water supply? Improving local roads and infrastructure? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving public education in local schools, making housing more affordable, or reducing traffic and congestion?
Oh, reducing traffic and congestion and put a curb on construction.
Thank you. At this time, we're limited to select one. Would you use reducing traffic and congestion in this case, or improving local roads and infrastructure?
No, not do something about traffic.
Traffic and congestion. Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your city or township government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Not favorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much for your opinion, which is extremely important. Do you think Grand Traverse is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about the right?
Too fast.
Thank you very much. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them.
Definitely do not trust them, or probably do not trust them?
Definitely don't trust them.
Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one goes to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Approve or disapprove?
I approve of that.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, same options.
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Okay. To promote local economic development.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly disapprove.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
Somewhat disapprove.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve, I guess.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
I appreciate your opinion, sir, which is very important. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? A, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or B, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
I don't want either one of them. I don't care about the money that I think could be spent in other places, so I don't know how you want to word that one.
Your opinion is valuable, sir. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
That would be good.
It's much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with the residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
My whole opinion is they shouldn't be spending money on it anyway, so I don't know how to answer them.
Would you be much less likely or somewhat less likely to support this proposal?
Less likely. Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, right. Thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
That's good.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Much more likely. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Or not
at all.
Not at all convincing. Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Same options.
Less likely. I don't. Yeah.
Oh, not at all convincing or not too convincing in this case?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Now, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing, you said, right? Okay.
Right.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Please?
Not at all.
Not all convincing? Thank you. Now, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all, thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats in rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing? Or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing, thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing, thank you. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Not convincing at all.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing. Thank you so very much. Moving forward, sir. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
And definitely or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
Thank you. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Convincing or not convincing?
That's convincing because I can't afford to pay anything more.
That's very convincing or somewhat convincing from your perspective?
Very convincing.
And your opinion is important. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
That's very convincing.
This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's convincing. We definitely got too much traffic.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
I agree. Oh, convincing, very convincing,
very convincing,
whatever.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's convincing, very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Yeah, that's very,
very convincing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Very convincing.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, at 81% complete, almost done. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote no.
No against, and would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
Definitely voting no. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. And the statement goes, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, you complete it.
We're already paying too much in taxes. I don't want any more taxes.
It is, I am already paying too much taxes.
Yes.
And you don't want to be paying anymore, right?
Right.
Your opinion is being recorded, sir, because it's extremely important. And thank you so much. Moving forward at this time, sir, I would like to ask you, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose on renewal of the previously approved 1 mile for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No against.
Definitely no or probably no against?
Definitely no.
Thank you. I'm now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Voted for Trump.
Thank you, sir. With which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent affiliated, or some other political party?
I'm not really affiliated with anybody. I go for the person.
Okay. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably conservative.
Okay. Somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir?
High school and some college.
Some college, trade school. Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Owned.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, white, Caucasian, African American, or black?
Caucasian.
White, Caucasian. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Okay. You have a good day.
You have a good day too, sir. Goodbye.